It's Thursday, September 3rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What are better performing companies doing in the shift to work from home? Another mastermind in the Twitter hack and an augmented reality use case. This is the Business of Tech. Data from Catchpoint showing what higher performing companies are doing in regards to work from home. Quoting from the article, businesses in the top tier were 33% more likely to train staff on work-from-home technologies when compared to bottom-tier companies. Employees at top-tier companies were also nearly three times more likely to say collaboration tools were extremely effective. And while we're looking at work-from-home, software company Okta will let most of its 2,600 employees work from home permanently. Why do we care? This should scream ongoing opportunity. Train customers and those businesses outpace. Invest in making the technology more functional and those businesses outperform. There seems to me to be a significant field to continue to invest in here. And as the market leaders are showing us, this isn't changing anytime soon. Another update to this summer's Twitter compromise. Turns out, there may have been another mastermind in the crime. Quoting the New York Times, now authorities have homed in on another person who appears to have played an equal, if not more significant, role in the July 15 attack, according to four people involved in the investigation who declined to be identified because the inquiry is ongoing. They said the person was at least partially responsible for planning the breach and carrying out some of its most sensitive and complicated elements. His age? Just 16, public records show. On Tuesday, federal agents served the teenager with a search warrant and scoured the Massachusetts home where he lives with his parents, said one of the people involved in the operation. Why do we care? Here's why we care. Again quoting. While Mr. Clark and some of his accomplices talked with one another on the messaging board Discord, the youth restricted himself to using encrypted messaging systems like Signal and Wire, several hackers who saw the messages said. Now, I'm pro-encryption and I'm privacy-focused, so my concern is not that the messages are encrypted. My observation is how smart a 16-year-old is about their attacks. Now, think about the actual organized crime out there that we're facing as an adversary, and the damage they are not only capable of doing, but continue to do. I firmly believe it's time for an overhaul of the way we think about and execute on risk mitigation, access control, and data management, that bucket we often call security. Zero trust architectures are where my head is at. Where's yours? TeamViewer has announced an integration with Microsoft Teams, allowing for connections via Teams, but more interestingly, augmented reality capabilities. You can share devices within Teams, and once integrated, you can then see what they see using augmented reality in their Pilot offering. Pilot lets you use a phone to share their view of the problem, as well as then features like highlighting an area in the real world with a virtual circle. Why do we care? I always double-check myself on product launches because, yawn, there's plenty of that. This seems like such an obvious support tool that I went back and looked. TeamViewer launched Pilot in October 2018. They aren't alone. ConnectWise's Control product has a similar feature. That said, they don't all have it. As I think about the provider of the future, the one element that seems to be consistent for me is the idea that people will need help with their technology. And as we saw in the earlier story, they will need that help remotely even more so. My lens on why we care is investing in ways to make that experience, i.e. so-called customer experience, awesome. Not just okay, but actually awesome, because the real ongoing value of delivering last-mile support services is when the experience is really great. That value doesn't ever go away, regardless of the technologies you are supporting. Keep an eye out for new ways to deliver that service. Ideas like using augmented reality to deliver support. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you want to get the content delivered to your inbox every day in written form and get all the stories online, go to businessof.tech and check out all the resources there. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.